Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
So the Polar Express was ruined for me in theaters, actually, because the man sitting behind me and my mom jerked off. Yeah.
Oh, right behind your mom's?
Right behind us. My mom wound up blaming my sister for this because
what?
We came home and she was like,
"Was she wearing a helmet?"
Okay, welcome to the bracket, episode 155. Today we are debating what the best Christmas movie ever is. Loaded topic. We're getting into that time of the year. Good chunk of us, and by good chunk of us, I mean just me and Eddie, which probably makes up like 50% of this podcast by mass, is we just got back from Turkey. And man, tell you what, I'm itchy as fuck. How are you feeling, Eddie?
Itchy as well.
Yeah?
Very itchy.
You look cool.
You look very cool. Yeah. That haircut suits you.
It's like Cillian Murphy in Peaky Blinders.
You know, enough people are saying it. I guess I got to believe it at some point, but I don't feel cool. I got to tell you.
Really?
It looks, I don't know.
You got elective skull surgery in Asia, and you didn't really need it.
Yes, I know. It was for the trip.
Okay.
For the trip.
Are you, you like experiencing stuff like that?
I like experiencing stuff like that. Who's to say?
I heard you got like a 6-hour or 12-hour full scan of everything in your body.
Uh-huh. I did get that.
What was that like?
It was basically like something you would have waited for like months and months and months to get done in America.
Yeah.
You just got it all done in six hours.
That's cool.
Mm. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
You get one of those head massages too. I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah.
I fall asleep to those on
YouTube. Dude, those are not, I would recommend if you go.
Okay.
Come for season two.
Okay.
I want to go to Istanbul.
I mean, it was amazing. That was like the coolest city I think I've ever been to in my life. That was
that's what
unbelievable.
Saying.
Yeah. And Eddie would just disappear for tracks of time. Like, we'd turn around and he was gone. And he would come back and be like, "Yeah, I was just at a Turkish bathhouse." We're like, "Where were you?"
Prostitution's legal there. I would have never guessed.
Wow.
That's where you were.
Prostitution
we
legal.
Figure that out.
Prostitution legal, porn illegal. Did not.
No gay prostitution.
Yeah. Oh. That makes sense. But yeah, that was one of the coolest cities I think I've ever been to. That was amazing. Before we get into this episode, let's talk about one of our newer sponsors, Pepper Palace. Known for small batch handcrafted all natural creations, Pepper Palace brings you the best in hot sauces, barbecue sauces, seasoning, wing sauces, salsas, and more. Over 90 retail store locations you can try before you buy with a free sample bar every day. From fiery heat seekers to flavor explorers, Pepper Palace covers everyone's palate with sauces and seasonings from wild to mild. Visit a store near you or shop online to discover your next favorite sauce. Save 20% on your next order by using code BRACKET. So Pepper Palace, we're big sauce guys. We've talked about this a lot. I mean, we always mentioned with Marty, like, there are sauces yet to be uncovered. Been doing a lot of mix and matching lately to try and find the right types of aiolis, and I'm a big fan. Big fan
it
of
ain't
aiolis.
Food without sauce.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been trying to discover new aiolis, and it's been using Kewpie as the base for aiolis has been a mind-opening thing to my brain instead of regular mayo.
I heard you guys had a good-ass pesto in Turkey.
I was sleeping. I didn't like it, but I heard it was good. Did you get your beard done?
Did you get my what?
Would you get your beard done?
I was saying that, maybe, unless it looks like, I don't want it to look unnatural, like too perfect.
Yeah, no, fair. That's a concern.
That would look weird.
Have you ever considered microderming or whatever, like the roller?
I tried. I didn't have the consistency down. I didn't believe that it was doing anything impactful.
They're kind of piling on you, Kyle. I didn't know you were like known as the patchy.
yeah, out of nowhere.
No disrespect to your beard. Yeah. However, your hair looks pretty good, though.
My head hair?
Do you get enough compliments for your hair?
No, not. I don't.
I feel like you don't, yeah.
I think it's just fine.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eddie.
Rudy almost got his beard done. He decided last minute he bailed.
Fuck that. That'd be way too painful.
Yeah.
Would not have wanted that to go.
Oh, that would hurt.
His vanity knows no bounds, though.
None.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I sent you guys a picture of him at dinner trying to look hot in his Snapchat. He took the Snapchat like 15 times.
Yeah.
And he kept like doing different angles, like putting a cigarette in his mouth, taking it out, and like trying to find the right angle on it.
He told me it worked.
Yeah, of course it worked. Of course it worked. Best Christmas movies. First matchup, we have the number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. Number 5 seed, an all-time classic, It's a Wonderful Life. I'll be frank, I haven't watched this movie in a very long time, probably since I was a kid, but I do remember it being relatively heartwarming considering it is a movie that starts out with a guy about to kill himself.
Yep. That's a big focal point of the movie. Yeah.
Massive focal part of the movie is it George, right? It's like about to like jump off a fucking bridge because he
George
thinks
Bailey?
Yes. It's about to jump off a bridge because he thinks life is not worth living.
What's the premise of this movie? How's he get saved? What's the premise of this?
They like go through and see what his life would be like if he wasn't there, like, right? For everyone else in his life.
And I think it's like, because you've got friends, you're not a failure.
Yeah. And like everyone's life is worse because he's not in it. And he thinks it's the opposite. And then the
also
angel.
Not really a Christmas movie till the final like 2 minutes of the movie.
But that's a big Christmas.
It is a big Christmas part. But watching it for the first time, I watched it for the first time in my high school film class. And it was one of those movies where everyone rolls their eyes and they're like, oh, we're going to watch a boring black and white movie. And then everyone winds up loving it.
Yeah.
But it was like we were all waiting for Christmas to come into the movie at some point.
It's a Wonderful Life is going up against the number 12 seed. Sorry, we're still good. Fucking fixing. We don't have anything in New York. We have no tunnels. We have no internet. We got no nothing. The tunnel is unbelievable.
You guys have tunnels. They're just
synagogues. Yeah, there's people crawling out of them. Is the difference there? So that's going up. Speaking of, it's going up against the night before, starring Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Anthony Mackie. Pretty funny comedy movie. All
pretty
things
funny, it's pretty funny, but like going up against a class. Boy, I'm going to be just saying this a lot. I think I haven't seen this one.
This is one where this is probably out of all these ones on the list. I would imagine it is by far the least seen one. But it is one where when I put the call out, a lot of people responded with this, and I get it. It's funny. It's newer. I would nowhere put it near in the classic territory. Like not even like tiers and tiers and tiers below that. But it still is a pretty funny movie and one of the better newer Christmas movies to come out. Because since Elf, like how many good Christmas movies have actually come out?
I couldn't name one.
Yeah, it's not
in the last 10 years.
It's bad. It's slim pickings. So the night before versus It's a Wonderful Life. Start with Bob Fox.
I think this is easy for It's a Wonderful Life. Great movie. Feel good classic. Timeless. The Night Before is good. The only thing I really remember about it is they do the big piano bit from Big where they step on the piano, but they play Runaway by Kanye.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good bit. But yeah,
it's a wonderful life. Good crew. Like, they're a funny trio.
Yeah.
I think out of nowhere. Same thing. This is like the fucking Duke versus like a high school or something. Like this is there's no chance. So It's a Wonderful Life for me. Danny,
Night Before, probably the perfect 12 seed for this. I'm curious to see how much staying power this is going to have throughout the years. But anyone who's not choosing It's a Wonderful Life here is out of their mind. It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm. Yeah, I think Robbie hit the nail on the head. Where it's one of those things where you kind of just watch because you have to, and I chore watched it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, I know it's a classic. I got to knock it out. And I enjoyed it quite a bit more than I thought I would. So It's a Wonderful Life for me.
KB.
I haven't seen either of these. Honestly, Danny, I think I would like the comedy one more. But, you know, I guess it's a classic. So I'll go with the classic.
Yeah, we have to, like, talk about just, like, shaming cliches. Ed, we've had this talk before. Like, just because it's a classic doesn't mean it's necessarily better. But in this case,
yes, it does.
In this case, it's so.
In order for it to be a classic, it has to be better than something that's not a classic, right?
No, because It's a Christmas Story. It's just kind of outdated. But you know, you have to give it respect.
Okay,
that's kind of what I mean. But going up against the new Seth Rogen, whoever else is in a movie, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. I agree. I'll go with the.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah.
It's like respect your elders.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nick.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the sidelines with never seeing either of these, but it's interesting. I didn't think they're not really making Christmas movies anymore.
No.
Why?
And it's ambitious. Multiple times, African-American men have told me I look like Seth Rogen.
Oh, really?
Never a white person.
Never
a white person. That's cool.
Ozempic Seth.
Yeah. I think I'm going to roll with classic here, just because doesn't it air like all day on TV one day, or is that a Christmas Story?
That's a Christmas Story does that, yeah, for sure.
Well, that airs a lot too, right? That's definitely on like the Rushmore of what you would call Christmas movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna roll with that. Probably not a good excuse, but
it's more prevalent.
Yeah. Is there a quote that I would know from that movie?
From It's a Wonderful Life, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
An angel gets its wings. Yeah. There we go. I know a quote from it. There we go.
Yeah. So It's a Wonderful Life is going to move on. And it is a classic. It's one of the all-timers. Even beyond that, I think if you're thinking about like black and white movies, I think that's one of like the standout all-timers in the black and white era of movies.
Eddie had a good question. I don't know if we caught it off air about watching It's a Wonderful Life in color.
Yeah. I watch it in color. Does that count?
I watch it in color if it's a black and white movie.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I got to vote for Night Before now.
Bob Fox has always hate the color. Backing that one up. But yeah, so the night It's a Wonderful Life is going to move on. I think it counts, Eddie, but yeah, you got it.
The old
classic.
Head does hate you.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life, not reviewed on movierankings.net.
Not reviewed?
Wow.
What y'all doing?
It's a Night Before? Or that before?
It is.
Damn! That's tough. That's a tough
look. You know what you gave it, Ken Jack?
I would guess somewhere in the 60s.
64.
Wow. Boom!
Okay.
All right,
redeemed. Lowe gave it a low 98.
He does have his Christmas movie marathon he does every year.
Nah, he's 67.
Okay, so number 4 seed versus the number 13 seed. Number 4 seed is Bad Santa, which I think beyond being one of the better Christmas movies, just it's so funny. It's so, so funny. And that's going up against, I think it's the only one other than The Night Before, which is probably like not seen a ton, which is Office Christmas Party, another one that was submitted a ton. People love this movie.
Really good movie.
Yeah.
Bateman.
Yeah. Jason Bateman, TJ Miller, Olivia Moon, a couple of
other. Oh, it is good.
Yeah. Pretty solid movie. But I mean, another one where it's just, it kind of might be going up against a juggernaut. I'll start with you, Nick.
When I see Billy Bob Thornton, that's all I can think of. That is his like preemptive role to me. Mm-hmm. This is probably not correct, but like to me that's him. It's a classic. I remember the bad kid in our class, RJ.
RJ, yeah.
Yeah. he invited us all over to watch it, and it was the coolest I felt at that point in time watching a movie like that. So I'm going Bad Santa.
One for Bad Santa, KB.
I think Bad Santa is a top comedy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not top 10, but it's up there. In tears, so I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm. Two for Bad Santa.
I haven't seen the other one.
I believe that Thurman Merman, the name, next to the person who they casted for it, is the most perfectly casted look person of all time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that made sense.
That's a perfect character, No.
And the scene where he like realizes it, Billy Bob Thornton, he's just like, your name is Thurman Merman?
Yeah.
It's just so perfect. So you're going for Bad Santa, Eddie?
Yeah, of course.
Bad Santa, Danny?
Gotta go Bad Santa, too. I feel like there was a year, probably 12, 13, where you were done watching the Santa Claus 1 and 2, and you finally graduated to Bad Santa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I said sandwiches instead of sandwiches for a good 5 years after that movie. Like KB said, Bad Santa, not only a great Christmas movie, a great comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's the little person that is in that? That guy is so funny. The guy who plays the elf in that.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. Bernie Mac also very funny in it.
His name's Tony Cox.
Tony Cox. Damn, I wish I could have pulled that out.
Does it hurt it that they ruined it with a sequel?
No. There's so many of those. So many, like, really late, like, let's make an attempt at a sequel. You can't let it ruin an original, at least to me anyway.
No, I'll listen to you. I trust you.
I would go for Bad Santa as well, Bob Fox.
Easy Bad Santa. One of my favorite Christmas movies. I agree with KB when he said just a great comedy overall. When I watched this for the first time, thought it would be really funny to... I have an older sister. She had a night out. I knew she was going to be hungover the next morning. I replaced her advent calendar chocolate with Advil.
Oh, I forgot about that scene where he replaces all of it.
Funny. Yeah.
You shit. Oh, damn. I forgot that.
Very funny movie.
What was it? A wooden pickle?
It was,
I think it was, yeah.
He plays it all like the weird shit.
Speaking of sequels, too, though, you know, I never seen Sandlot 2, but you want to talk about the greatest backup casting? Thurman Merman was a catcher.
Oh, my God.
Sandlot 2.
Wow.
He was. Yes. That works.
That's phenomenal casting.
Yeah, that is good casting. Yeah.
I wonder what he's up to.
Yeah.
Wait, I confused that with Bad News Bears.
Mm. Ah, okay.
Which was Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
Yes, you're right.
If I remember right, there was a, I think his name is Eric Wood. He was a center for the Bills who looked just like Thurman Merman. And for few years, I thought he was Thurman Merman. I thought that the kid that played Thurman Merman grew up to become an NFL center because the player looked that much like him.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
I think it was Eric Wood anyway. But yeah, Bad Santa, Clean Sweep. Now we're going to get into one where, this is one where I'm very excited, mostly because Danny Conrad's here. Unfortunately, we couldn't have Tommy Smokes. But the number 8 seed, The Grinch. So for those of you that don't know, that weren't here, KB and Nick were, Danny Conrad and Tommy Smokes, maybe the number 1 and number 2 Grinch heads on the planet. They know more about The Grinch than you could possibly forget.
It's embarrassing.
Are you talking live action, cartoon?
Jim
Carrey's. Yes. I could probably say word for word at least the first 45 minutes of that movie.
Like
Hardbalkin, Abbot Kinesia, who? I don't know what it was. In third grade, there was this kid, and he was allegedly the coolest kid in my class, and he would quote Jim Carrey's Grinch every day, and I was like, I want to.
Well, that's
be
how
like
you became
kid.
The cool kid by yes. quoting movies,
right?
I'm not joking. Yeah,
that's what it was back then.
And he would do the Grinch smile and everything, and ever since, I've just loved Jim Carrey's rendition of the Grinch. I'll say it before. My favorite tweet. Sorry, I'll say it again. My favorite tweet.
I'll say it before.
Damn, it's so far out of perception of time.
But Coley said Jim Carrey's Grinch doesn't get the same respect as Heath Ledger's Joker for no good reason, and I have to agree with that. Wow. 7 hours of makeup every damn day. He didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going Grinch from here on out, probably for the rest of this bracket.
He knew all the characters' names. Him and Tommy went back and forth, like rattling off like bar for bar character names, locations, lines. Like it was very impressive how much they knew about
that.
The
is
Grinch.
Impressive.
It's a lot.
It almost won best fictional world to live in.
On a snowflake because of how much they love the Grinch.
Grinch podcast coming soon.
And that's going up against number 9 seed. A movie people like this. I really have never liked this movie very much. Polar Express. The Polar Express. There's something about that Zemeckis animation style.
That's Uncanny Valley shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I really have just never really liked it. Like, to a degree, though, I'll say that, like, this movie undoubtedly has, like, that Christmas spirit to it. You know what I mean? Like, going to the Santa Claus game and blah, 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 all that shit. It has it, but I've never enjoyed it. So, Polar Express versus The Grinch, Bob Fox.
So, The Polar Express was ruined for me in theaters, actually, because the man sitting behind me and my mom jerked off. Yeah.
I remember this.
Right behind your mom's?
Right behind us. My mom wound up blaming my sister for this because.
What?
What?
We came home and she was like.
Was she wearing something?
No, my sister didn't come to the movies with us. So she was like, if you would have came, I could have got up and I could have, you know, went to the manager and got him kicked out of there. She didn't want to leave with me. It was a whole thing, so I'm going to go with The Grinch. I really do enjoy The Grinch.
Remember what scene he was pounding?
No, I actually don't really, like, I was never aware this was happening. Mm. I was young enough where my mom was able to shield my innocent eyes and ears and just keep me focused on the Polar Express. But yeah, she brings it up. Not the only time I've been in a theater where someone jerked off. I also, The Zero Dark Thirty happened in
what
that
the
movie.
Why those two movies?
Is that when
I couldn't tell you.
Osama gets killed?
Is it that is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
The Uncanny Valley thing of Polar Express, I heard, is because Tom Hanks does the motion capture for almost everyone in the movie, like even the kids. So they didn't put it together that like adult face muscles move differently than kid face muscles. So it's like all the kids have adult faces somehow.
Mm. They did have one of the all-time dork characters, that kid with the glasses.
Yeah, I get tagged in tweets of him a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Every Christmas.
Yeah. I still can't believe your mom didn't pull you from the theater. Like, yeah, I don't want you to miss
the
movie.
No, and she doesn't even like when I talk about it in content. I've written blogs about it before. She's like, oh, my God, I feel like a bad mom. I think she still has this weird fear that they're going to, like, take me away from her. Like, Dyfus is going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's busting his pants to the fucking Polar Express. That's I don't know what's crazier, honestly. That or
those two movies.
Yeah. Which Polar Express Zero Dark Thirty? Zero Dark Honestly, Thirty at least has Chastain.
So Polar Express versus The Grinch, you're going for The Grinch?
Yeah, I actually do like The Grinch a lot. I think it's a great movie.
Me too. I'm going with The Grinch as well.
I think it's like genuinely funny.
I think it's adult funny too.
Yeah.
Like there are lines in it that if you watch it again later in life, like you pick up on it and you're like, oh, that was funny. Yeah.
I just saw a picture of Jim Carrey in his full Grinch getup with Eddie Murphy in the full Nutty Professor getup. Apparently they were filming maybe a Nutty Professor sequel, I would assume, at the same time as The Grinch on the same studio.
Fat suits were in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like Big Mama's house happening.
Yeah, right Norbit.
Door. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone was in a fat suit. Yeah. Fat Bastard, right yep. next door, yeah. And then that kind of fat suits went away again until The Whale brought them all back.
True.
That yeah. and Tom Hanks as the fucking dude in Elvis.
Yeah.
So the I'll Colonel. Go for Grinch as well, Danny Conrad.
You know I'm taking The Grinch. I feel yeah. like Polar Express kind of came at a weird time, like we were slightly too old to enjoy a new animated Christmas movie, but regardless, Grinch.
Danny.
Yes.
Santa, what's the meaning of Christmas?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Is this a quote from Polar Express?
Yeah. Or no. The Grinch.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Stumped.
Ooh.
Stumped the Schwab.
Even I think I kind of
just got stumped.
This is the Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
What's the meaning of Christmas?
I don't know. I don't think that.
You know what? No, oh. I stumped you because that's not even a damn line.
You're
wow.
right.
Wow. Reverse stumped. I feel like no reverse card.
I thought there was a line where she's like, for something for all to hear.
That's
like,
Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. That's Elf. All right.
That's Elf.
Yep.
Damn. Eddie.
Don't try me.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but like Bob Fox, you've posted a lot of kid pictures of you wearing like DX shirts and stuff. Picturing a man just furiously masturbating behind you, yeah. fucking me upright.
To Polar Express,
yeah,
that guy should be in prison.
How'd you catch him?
Below prison.
We didn't. He's still on the loose. I mean, like my mom just knew what was happening.
How did you know he was doing that?
I guess my mom heard some fapping.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been a red flag when a 4-year-old man bought a single ticket to Polar Express.
Yeah, great point. Yeah. Holy shit. KB, or sorry, yeah, Eddie, you went with that Grinch, right?
Yeah, it's great. Jim Carrey like wanted to like quit acting forever and like kill himself because of the makeup, so
yeah.
It would be disrespectful.
I love right. how Bob Fox's childhood trauma is going to single-handedly push the Grinch.
Yeah. KB.
Give me the Grinch.
Oh, yeah, KB.
Yeah, the Grinch, Nick.
It's a shame that the animation is so bad in Polar Express because I think the story is very good.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, pretty good.
But you got to go Grinch here.
It's bizarre how bad Zemeckis' filmography got. So he does like all these great movies. There's Back to the Future, blah, blah, blah. In the 90s, he does like whatever you think of it, like Forrest Gump wins Oscars. And then he does Castaway, which is great. And then after that, he does like Polar Express, horrible. Like Beowulf or whatever. Like,
oh, Beowulf, yeah.
Like
That's an animated one you can jerk off to.
Yeah. Welcome to Marwen. Like,
what do they got? That's got Angelina Jolie coming out of like Angelina a Jolie. Gold pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of these really bad movies.
I'm hard right now.
He did Flight, which was like okay, but like not at the level of like even Castaway.
No.
But
Rat
yeah.
Race.
Yeah. Rat. He did Rat Race, Zemeckis?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A great movie.
My favorite movie. It's Kyle's favorite movie.
The Klaus Barbie Museum.
As a kid, it was.
Breckenmeyer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd love to watch that with you.
You know what's he always?
Yeah.
The
we got to start watching movies together. I don't watch movies with anybody but myself.
Let's do it.
The scene where they go to the Klaus Barbie Museum is so fucking funny. Like, and he has like he burns his mouth or whatever, and it has like the Hitler mustache, and like he's like sitting like, ah, 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 and like the one guy shoots at him. It's so funny.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
It's your favorite movie, and you can't remember like that was like
I remember like the Nazi museum.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was
the Klaus Bar- they thought they were going to the Barbie Museum, but it was the Klaus Barbie Museum, who was like a famous Nazi.
yeah. I didn't understand that at the time.
Yeah. So now as Grinch moves on, we have our 1 seed versus 16 seed plan. The 16 seed plan is a lot of the Rankin Bass movies off the top. So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So these are like the claymation animated ones.
Claymation is my favorite medium of film.
Mm-hmm. So
start, I love claymation.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. How do you guys feel about that one?
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Two is better than one.
Wow. Two? What happens in two?
I think that's Bumble, dude. Or is that Heat Miser? Year without a Santa Claus is Heat Miser. I think Bumble is two. Ooh.
Yeah. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's one where it's like young Santa.
I never loved that one, to be honest. I always thought that one was kind of weak.
Wasn't he like good looking?
That's the redheaded Santa
yeah.
at first.
Yeah.
Kind of like Francis.
Really, When you're younger and you watch it, like, oh, that makes perfect sense why we have reindeer and why he's giving presents out. Good origin story. Go on.
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That one's okay.
That
is
a great one.
Mr. Heat Miser, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys watched all these?
Every single one.
Yeah,
still will.
Interesting. I should have. I was on the internet.
ABC Family's The 25 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Artist formerly known as Freeform.
Frosty the Snowman. I liked Frosty.
Yeah, good.
I never liked Frosty. We never got along.
It's like 15. What? What do you mean?
Like Frosty?
We never clicked.
I'm with you. That's a winter post Christmas movie. That's like a January, February movie.
Always freaked me out at the end when they go to the greenhouse. That guy's trying to melt them.
Yeah. All right, next. Move along.
Jack Frost.
No, never fucked with Jack.
I did like this.
So you
Jack
did like
Frost,
it.
The only one I know is where the dad dies and turns into a snowman.
No, yeah, that's the live action.
We're not talking about that?
No, just Jack Frost, the animated version.
Oh, I didn't know there was an animated version.
Yeah, not very good.
There's also another one where there's a killer snowman. Shannon Elizabeth gets murdered in a bathtub.
That's the early 2000s one. And then there's one before that where I think it's Michael Keaton plays
a dad who dies
and inherits a snowman's body or something.
They were like next to each other at Hollywood Video growing up, and I was afraid of both of them.
And he almost he looks like the Nesquik snowman.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Or not Nesquik, Nestie. Nesty,
the Brisk.
Brisk, you might be, yeah, I think you're right. So after that we have, I'm throwing it on for the whatever you want to call it. People always want to bring in a Die Hard, whatever you want to call it, a Christmas movie. Or not. It's a shame.
That's the new hot dog sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
It is, and I hate that because I genuinely watch it every Christmas and consider it a Christmas movie, and now I hate even talking about that.
Yeah, me too. And then lastly, one where it should be listed on here, and I'll probably put it on the actual graphic. Scrooged. I just didn't know if enough people had seen it. It's one where it's a very good movie, great Bill Murray movie. I just don't know if enough people have seen it. It's very solid. So the Rankin and Bass movies, which are Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Year Without Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, and Jack Frost. Then we have Die Hard, and then we have Scrooged. Nick, which one of these chain options would you want to move on?
Year Without a Santa Claus.
Year Without a Santa Claus. That's Mr. Heat Miser.
Legendary.
KB.
I haven't seen any of these. Danny, give me a pick, but you can't use that pick.
Ooh.
Mm.
You're second place.
I think Rudolph deserves a little more respect than we're giving it.
Rudolph gets so much respect.
the series?
He's the second most famous Christmas icon.
As a show, because I think I personally might rank that 3 out of all these channels.
I don't know shit about the show. Give me that.
Mm. One for Rudolph. Eddie.
Avoiding Die Hard for obvious reasons, I think Scrooge should have made the bracket straight up. Scrooge is great.
I agree. Well, it's just that I didn't want to.
Scrooge is Bahumbug, right?
Well,
is he Bahumbug?
No, but
Bahumbug.
You got to quit with that.
Your emphasis is on the wrong syllable.
Yes,
you're making it one word.
Yeah.
What is it?
Bahumbug.
Bahumbug.
Give me that. I love that. Give me Scrooge. That was fun.
Holy shit. So one transfer over to Scrooged.
But Scrooged is not Bahumbug. Scrooged is Bill Murray.
It's a Bill Murray version. It's not a Christmas Carol. It's different.
But this isn't...
That's not the original Scrooge movie.
We're talking about the original Scrooge?
No, you're thinking of
Okay. And Tiny Tim.
Yes.
Is Bahumbug in the movie that we're talking about here?
I don't remember him saying it in Scrooged.
Give me Rudolph.
Yeah.
back to Rudolph.
Are you looking up if he says it?
Yeah.
He might. Double check. I mean, I feel like he might actually. You can't have a Scrooge. I just can't recall him saying it. Danny?
I'll go You're Without a Santa Claus.
You're Without a Santa Claus. For my vote, I feel like I'm kind of torn. I think I would love to have a Rankin and Bass one on here, and I think just for classic's sake, I would do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It is a classic. It's one of those.
I got to stay true to myself. I would vote Die Hard here.
You would vote Die Hard here?
Yeah. I don't care that the people, they roll their eyes at it now. Die Hard
is the best movie out of this grouping. There's no doubt about that. But like,
and it's a Christmas staple. It's a classic.
Is it a Christmas staple?
I watch it every Christmas.
I think it's a
staple for him.
Yeah, for you.
You think it's gone? It's been so oversaturated that we're at the point if we don't put Die Hard, the first 10 comments are going to be like, where the fuck's Die Hard?
Brother, first 10? The first 5,000 will be.
So we're not past that point yet.
Yeah, definitely not. Okay. So right now we're 3 fruit off the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Eddie, could you find any evidence for Scrooged?
Yeah, it looks like there's a little clip here. I'll just play it. It's 3 seconds.
Boost it in the mic, yeah.
Oh, I feel like I know what he's going to say.
It's on Facebook.
Oh, God. It's on the Facebook video?
Yeah, I've got the app.
Oh, God.
It doesn't exist anywhere else.
Hold on. Damn it.
Come on, hey.
All right, I'm trying. All right, here we go. Oh, Facebook again?
Double booked.
Oh, it's a GIF. They keep fucking me.
I'm not trying to listen to a GIF.
Your boomer is showing.
Alamo Draft House. Hold on. Give me one more shot. Supercut?
Try clicking one that doesn't say.
Hey, I'll take a supercut.
Hold on. All right, here we go.
That's Facebook, dude. It says it right under.
What do you want me to do? Facebook's fucking.
Is he anybody having fun here?
Oh,
I had a funny feeling. Scrooged. Thursday.
Come on, Ed.
He's in the caption. I'm sorry.
It said Bah Humbug in the caption.
Yeah, I got fucking
what
fake.
What the fuck was that?
I think a claymation one has to advance, though. That is Christmas.
Yeah. So Rudolph is going to advance regardless. So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Rankin and Bass claymation version. It's going up against number one seed. Can you guys guess what it is?
Home Alone.
Yeah. It's an all-time classic. It is very difficult not to have it number one. There's only one other option, which is our two seed, which I would even put close to even consider upsetting it. But Home Alone is like the, I think, signature Christmas movie, which is weird because like it's not like it is Christmas spirity, right? Like obviously mm-hmm. towards the end, but like I would say 90% of the movie is not very Christmas spirited.
But the events don't happen unless there's Christmas.
And everything aesthetically around the movie is Christmas.
That's important.
Even the traps are, you know, broken ornaments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's an action thriller with a Christmas theme.
Yeah.
And it's, by the way, I know, and Eddie knows, I've mentioned this every time we're on Dog Walk. The Netflix show, the Movies That Made Us, they like do like the background or like all the behind the scenes of how they make movies. Their episode on Home Alone is amazing. Like
of
Home Alone,
really good.
That was one of my favorite. Those are my favorite things to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
The Toys That Made Us, the Movies That Made Us.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
Really
it's amazing.
Good.
They shot this entire like everything you see from the interior of the house is in a gym.
Yeah,
like
a high school gym.
Oh, I don't know if I'd like that.
They weird inside a gym.
Never
it's
mind.
Bizarro.
It's cool though. You guys, is this a safe space?
Yeah.
Yes.
My favorite movie as a kid was Home Alone 3.
Oh, I love it.
Home Alone
3.
I think
with the parrot,
the long redhead kid.
It
was my first time experiencing like rock music, I think, when he like set up the pranks. I loved his pranks.
Bad. It was Max Keeble, right?
There was Max Keeble.
Yeah.
Max Keeble, yeah.
Which is a good movie, too.
You would have got my reference. I kept saying like a couple weeks before I was leaving, I was like, the thing I'm worried most about, the hair transplant, is looking like one of the villains who gets hit by
the electric shock.
Those guys get so fucked up, and they're kind of terrorists.
They're
not robbers.
It's a missile guidance system.
Yeah, they have a missile guidance system.
It's in the RC car, right?
Yes.
They're terrorists.
For like intercontinental like ballistic missiles.
I'm glad you said that because that was a big influence on me.
Huge.
I thought he was the coolest kid in the world.
Mm-hmm. Fucking poor Miss Hess is just in that meat locker freezing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, remember that?
What, one of the terrorists was a very good looking woman, right? Does she try to
Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson is in the movie.
Scarlett Johansson.
No. The terrorist isn't Scarlett Johansson. His sister is Scarlett Johansson.
One of the terrorists. But Scarlett Johansson is in that.
Yeah.
I think one of the terrorists is a very hot Russian.
I'm due for a rewatch.
Yeah. So Home Alone versus the number 16, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Let's start with you, Nick.
It's got to be Home Alone.
It's tough.
The every scene, every background being red and green, it's gets you in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. And it's just fun. It's another one where it gets just as funny when it's an adult.
Oh yeah.
You start processing more of like the adult parts of Christmas.
Pesci is just
it's got
incredible.
Joe Pesci in it.
Yeah. Joe Pesci's so funny. And him like not being able to curse and just doing that like fraggle raggle whatever thing he did, like it was great. One for Home Alone, KB.
Yeah, Home Alone. Easy.
Easy money for Home Alone, Danny.
It's easy, but it's not that easy. You need to get a claymation one in before Christmas comes. I'm going Home Alone, but it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm. I'd go Home Alone as well.
All right.
You're going to get fucking destroyed.
Destroy me.
Yeah, I think it was pretty easy.
I go Home Alone so easy. Like, Home Alone at the end of that movie, when Kevin reunites with his mom, it could bring tears to my eyes every single time. It's probably
about the reindeer finally accept Rudolph.
Oh, so good.
It's so much easier to relate to a boy my age than a Clay.
Well, than an outcast.
Yeah. Yeah, a guy who got bullied by all the other reindeer. He's a loser a bit. You know, he just got lucky with the nose that one day. But the greatest Christmas score of all time, the John Williams.
Yeah, John
the greatest
John
kid
Williams.
Performance in a movie by Macaulay Culkin.
Arguably.
It's so funny, so quotable, not a scene wasted. Keep the change, you filthy animal. One of the best Christmas quotes of all time. Mm-hmm. It's chalk for a reason. It's number one for a reason.
Mm-hmm. The scene where he steps on a nail.
Oh, the nail scene all
Dude,
time.
The boiler. I was scared shitless of that.
Home Alone's a movie so good, they remade it for the sequel, and it's great still.
Yeah, Home Alone 2, very good. Home Alone 3, I would agree. When I was a kid, I really liked Home Alone, and I think I watched it again like older, and I was like, ooh, that... Not quite as good. And they made, like, there's, like, six Home Alones, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's so many. Yeah, there are a lot of Home Alones, ones you've never heard of. Like, they're crazy.
Are they going to double check to see if they brought that kid or not?
They're not good. They're not very good.
They should lose that boy.
So Home Alone's going to move on. But before we get to the second half, let's talk about Factor. Notice how the days are shorter, but your to-do lists aren't. Power through those busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals, from the breakfast to dinner and anything in between. Their easy, nutritious options keep you fueled and feeling your best. Whether you like the routine or you enjoy mixing things up, Factor has you covered with 35 different delicious meals each week and over 60 additional convenience options to add to your box, like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies. Factor lets you do you. Choose from six menu preferences to help you choose calories, manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Use your time more efficiently. So important, which is very important during these dark months. Let Factor take shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleaning up off your table. Head to factormeals.com. We'd be talking about Factor nonstop here. Love them. They're amazing. The meal's like two minutes, 30 minutes, seconds in the microwave. Tastes like someone make it right in front of you. The smoothies, always mention the smoothies. I don't know how the technology works that the smoothies taste that good. So head to factormeals.com/LCB, or 50LCB, and use code 50LCB to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. The code is 50LCB at factormeals.com/50LCB to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is still active. Shout out to Factor. So now we have the number 11 seed versus the 6 seed. 11 seed is a movie I don't love, but people really do love the Santa Claus. I'm not a big Santa Claus.
I actually don't love it either.
As a kid,
yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I haven't seen it pubed.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah, it's not a great AP watch, I would say.
After pube. Yeah.
No, not a great AP.
Danny, you're such a fucking
such a miser.
That's a classic.
He's the extra abysmal to be around.
You're watching the Santa Claus once a year.
I fucking hate you, dude.
You better hope he's not watching. You better hope he's not checking twice right now.
And that's going up against number 60, A Christmas Story. Just a classic. Again, that's the TBS on 24/7. Very iconic. So many great moments in that. So it's the Santa Claus versus A Christmas Story. Rob Fox.
It's a movie I love versus a movie I don't really like, so I'm going with A Christmas Story. I think A Christmas Story is so good. It's another one that I feel like people shit on too much now. When it's like, if you watch A Christmas Story, which I do every year, I wait for the actual Christmas day to watch that one. I'll throw on TBS. Mm-hmm. It is so fucking funny. Like, so funny. The narration, the way the story's told, the kid actor in that one. I will not watch A Christmas Story or whatever.
Bad movie. Don't watch
A Christmas Story.
That
doesn't even make sense.
Whatever the sequel was called.
They should have said like A Christmas Storier. Second Story.
Two Story, Too Fast.
An Untold Christmas
I won't watch
story.
It.
Yeah. It's not good. But yeah, I'd do A Christmas Story as well. It's just, it's
tell
so
you what
funny.
Though, they kind of remade A Christmas Story on Max like a year or two ago called 8-Bit Christmas.
Yeah, that's
instead of a kid wanting
come on, boys.
I'm telling you, instead of a kid wanting the BB gun, he wants a Super Nintendo. Pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's all.
That's a clock.
It's pretty Christmas, good. 8-Bit huh? Christmas. When you said you haven't heard of a good Christmas movie in like 10 years, that's the one that came to mind for me, where I was like, that was pretty good.
That is one of the few good ones in recent memory. But Christmas Story, so many good scenes. The dad, I always love the dad.
The dad is so funny in A Christmas Story.
The dad, when they get the big-ass lamp, that horny old man.
Fragile.
Fighting with the boiler all the whole time. Like, the bumpus dog.
Menacing-looking bullies.
Yeah, the Scutfarkas. The kid freezing his tongue onto the pole.
And his little brother not being able to move his arms because he's too bundled up.
The slow-mo of him saying, like, fuck for the first time. Yep. And the soap in the mouth. Yeah, there's a lot of just classic moments. And then Santa Claus, I don't know if it's just like, I've never been a big Tim Allen type of guy.
Me neither.
You know what I mean?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Shut up, Tim.
Danny's shaking his boots right now.
Yeah, I loved that movie as a kid. Yeah. That's what we're going on.
That was the greatest technical feat I've ever seen when he shaves his beard and it grows back immediately.
That is insanely cool.
Does that age well? I haven't seen it in a minute.
Yeah, it still looks good. Like from a CGI perspective, sure.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. Put that up there with the squid beard from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, for that band CGI.
Danny,
I'm going to Santa Claus. I think, given the time every Christmas movie was about, you know, a reindeer or how Santa came to be, this is a very interesting plot, very interesting premise. You said you loved it when you were a kid. Try watching it when you're an adult. You'll still love it.
No, nobody's ever taken something as serious.
Yeah, right.
I'm so embarrassed for you.
I'm embarrassed for you, dude.
Eddie's next, I believe.
Eddie? I think this is the first tough one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this is a dogfight.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I do think, in the end, I like the idea of A Christmas Story more than I like the actual movie. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's almost Sandlotty to me.
And, like, I sure, like
become the series of clips.
Yeah, like, I like the characters, like Scott Farkas, the name, the look, everything about it is a great bully, great villain. But the movie altogether, even a narration, it's like that in the Wonder Years. You'd be like,
yeah,
you hear the narration in your head no matter how old you get.
It's infinitely more quotable than the Santa Claus.
Right.
Yeah.
And great moments. You're right. But a story as a whole, the Santa Claus.
Yeah, it just doesn't, it falls a little short. So I'm going to go with a Santa Claus and obligatory, the cookies and milk in the sleigh was an all-time feature.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Remember the sleigh did have a cookie and milk display.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, it was great for a kid.
Yes, that was like, I got to get that sleigh.
I wanted to be an elf after I watched that movie.
Yeah, Bernard.
Bernard,
was a,
that guy was
a
in
girl
David
Young, but she was 312.
David Crummel, I think, was played Bernard. He was in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
He was Oppenheimer's best friend.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yep.
Yeah. KB.
Yeah. I'd rather watch any true crime video on YouTube than either of these. But
hey, now you can say Bah Humbug again.
I like Christmas. I like Christmas Story. I like all the accidents that happen, the funny accidents.
So three for Christmas Story, Nick.
I remember the red soap looked really good as a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the soap, the tongue on the frozen pole.
Fudge. There's a lot. We went to the Christmas Story house.
Oh, yeah, in Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland, yeah.
And that guy, that same street. The guy held those women in his basement for 10 years.
Jesus Christ. It is
right.
An area of Cleveland that isn't the nicest.
No, it's not.
Tremont.
Ariel Castro, yeah.
Wow.
But
also for sale right now, I believe, the house.
Which one?
I'm really torn.
You don't say.
The Christmas Story house or the okay.
Really, really torn on this one. I think I'm going to Christmas Story.
Mm.
It's... The Santa Claus isn't strong enough. It was never in the Christmas pop culture zeitgeist.
Mm-mm.
Not even close.
You said it despite me? You really think that?
I do really think that. I do really think that.
Danny is despondent. Yeah. He cannot stand our Christmas taste.
And like, I think a Santa Claus 3 had a Martin Short with a really weird prosthetic that made me queasy.
It's like ice eyebrows.
It weirded me out.
Weird shit.
We don't mention that.
Danny's like a sommelier watching us like grade like twist off wine or something.
I think your bias is getting in the way sometimes.
Well, that's what this is.
We can't be incorporated in the third installment. This is the first one.
It's all bias.
That doesn't hit my eyeballs if the first one ceases to exist.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Mm.
It's trickle down.
Sounds like a couple of you aren't in the Christmas spirit.
You think Ralphie ever had anyone beat off behind him in a movie theater?
Ralphie?
I think that was a deleted scene.
Yeah. Quite possibly. They said, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, Bob.
I always wanted to go up to a Santa Claus with a slide in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't
exist. Yeah. That scene is like a horror, the first horror movie scene I've ever seen as a child.
I know a guy. I'll take you there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
when they push him down, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that was,
He showed that eye out eerily.
Yeah, real eerie shot, point of view.
What is that rated, A Christmas Story?
PG, I think.
Probably PG, because I don't think PG-13 was a thing back then.
There's not like, there's not really anything like bad.
It's like, there was still like some weird, like you guys are saying, that's like an PG, ominous scene that I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. So
PG, I think, used to be able to show tit.
The ratings have
There's some crazy PG movies. There's some I think Beetlejuice, the first Beetlejuice PG, they say fucking that and shit.
Really?
And look at these tits as long as your parents guide you.
Yeah. As long as you're parentally guided to the boob. So the Christmas Story is going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is Christmas Vacation, one of the all-time classics. Another, we have a lot of like Chicago-based stuff on here, as you'll see.
Christmas City.
Yeah. You guys got a Christmas City in a big way. And that's going up against number 14 seed. Another one where I don't love this one. People really love this one. Fred Claus. I've never been totally about it. It's Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti's
the
Santa.
He's the first Santa, and he needs like Vince Vaughn to take over for him, right?
Yeah,
like,
his brother.
Yeah. And he's like I forget what he does. He's like a crook or something, or a con man or some weird
Santa?
Thing. No, Fred
Vince
Claus.
Vince Vaughn? I don't remember.
He does something like bad or like not unexceptional. I forget what it is. So Christmas Vacation versus Fred Claus. Start with you. Let's do Nick.
This is not even close. This is almost insulting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
Get Fred Claus the fuck out of here.
Fred Claus.
Danny, say something nice about Fred Claus.
Oh, don't hate Fred Claus. Interesting perspective. You never thought of Santa having a sibling until that movie came about. So I thought it was refreshing is a good word to throw.
That's a good point. I never did think about that. KB.
The Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation, Eddie.
Vacation.
It's one of those tougher matchups.
I'll be honest. Have that, I don't like Christmas Vacation, and I never have.
Ooh,
Fred Claus for me.
Oh,
wow. What are your thoughts when you see a Griswold Blackhawks jersey? It's a little corny.
It's a little corny, but they're rare enough where it's like, all right,
okay.
You know, I like the. I like that. To me, the Griswold hat, too, is the Bears exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is the Griswold hat.
Yeah, the Griswold jersey around Christmas, same as, like, the green Patrick Kane jersey around St. Patrick's Day. Totally acceptable. Any other time of year, though, you're like...
Yeah, it's like, all right, yeah, we don't need to be rocking that in March. Yeah.
I remember my sister's friend brought the VHS of this movie down the shore with us on a summer vacation. And it really bothered me. I was just like, we ain't watching this in July.
That's a piss a young boy off.
I'd be livid. That's
especially
weird.
When she sat behind you beating off while you guys watched it.
Does the back of your head look like a pussy or something? You have a pussy scar.
Yeah, I got it shaved in there.
Looks like fat tits on the back of Bob's head.
It's like a pussy with like a line coming out and then like a scar. My barber shapes it up.
God, look at that clit on the back of this guy's head.
Yeah. Maybe if your son's head didn't look like a pussy. Sorry, Bob. I know.
My hand.
It's like very sensitive for Bob.
No, it's all good. It's childhood trauma, you know?
So Christmas Vacation.
Jacking off to a pussy is weird, too. A little bit. No, it isn't. You don't think?
No.
Out of all the parts of on a woman's body, is that like
it's
one?
It's got to be top two to jack off to.
I get what
you're top three.
No, top three. Probably top three.
I don't think it's top 10.
It's like a sundae without the ice cream. Okay, you're just admiring the cherry.
I didn't know guys jacked off the.
Okay, butt, boob. What's after that?
Look at this show turning loose.
What's after butt and boob?
Like what's after butt and boob?
Yeah.
Face, hips,
probably.
Face, hips.
That's you can't jerk off to just hips.
The hip bones.
A silhouette of a.
Watch me.
Silhouette is nice. I don't
know. Thighbrows.
Yeah, I guess.
Carrie Underwood thigh, I could see that.
Yeah, thighs. It might not be top 10. We're switching the bracket.
What's the top 16th parts of a woman you can jack off to?
All right, the 10 seed. Pussy.
10 feet of pussy.
Oh my god.
Up against face.
God damn it. Where's butthole going there? It's gotta butthole's gotta be below pussy, right?
Butthole's KB? Gotta be below pussy.
Yeah. Although technically it is above pussy, depending on which way you're doing it.
Pussy is not that far down.
Somewhere there's a parent listening to the bracket in the car with their kids, and they thought this will be a safe episode to turn on. Yeah.
Good point.
Oh, shit. Sorry, but anyway, 10 seed versus the 7 seed. 10 seed, Charlie Brown Christmas.
I was acting out.
Charlie Brown
Christmas rocks.
Charlie Brown Christmas is a classic. Great songs. Great like theme to it, whatever you want to call it, like story, and that's going up as number 7 seed. One that I like, and I think I've liked more as the years have gone on. Jingle All the Way. I really like Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, good
always,
one.
I think I've liked it, and I think I like it more as you get older and you're more interested in gift giving versus gift getting. So Jingle All the Way versus a Charlie Brown Christmas, Bob Fox.
I like Jingle All the Way a lot, but a Charlie Brown Christmas feels like more of a staple. I was also thinking about it the other day. It feels weird that we loop this in with Christmas movies because it's like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a special.
It's like a Christmas special, but it does like belong in that crew.
For sure.
I do feel like I have to watch it every year, like give it an obligatory, although they don't do it on TV anymore. Mm-hmm. They do it. It's on like Apple. I think Apple owns the rights because I've watched it the past couple years on there. But yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have like my whole house used to be like Charlie Brown. On the outside, the decorations were all Charlie Brown themed. Mama Fox did a good Charlie Brown like wooden cutout and everything.
Did you ever have someone pull a foot out, football out from under you? I feel like that's happened to you.
Do a full, yeah. A full flip.
Yeah.
A full what?
Definitely.
Then you had to go to psychiatry and pay a nickel.
Yeah. I went to psychiatry with like the same, you know, a girl in my grade to teach me about life.
Yeah. I feel like, did everyone have, what was the dusty kid's name?
Linus.
Pigpen. I love
Pigpen.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Pigpen. Linus was the blanket
piano
kid.
Player. Oh, Linus was blanket. Who was the piano?
Oh, he's a pussy.
No, he wasn't a pussy, was Danny.
He was cool.
Oh, the girl liked
the
him.
Girls loved Lucy laying on his piano him. When he played for him.
I don't know.
He definitely wasn't a pussy. Question.
Was that Epstein?
He was blonde, right?
He certainly wasn't. Blondie.
Blonde, purple shirt.
I think he had the name of an actual composer.
Peanuts.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right as well.
Monet?
Schroeder. He enjoys baseball and being with friends, but he's never been happier than when playing a Beethoven piece. What is that? That sounds like a dating profile for Schroeder.
Wait, are you on the Chuck B wiki?
I'm on peanuts.com, wait, brother.
Linus is Lucy's brother? I didn't know that. I did not know that. Anyway, I feel like everyone knew a Pigpen in high school.
Our school was only Pigpen and a couple peppermint patties.
Just be walking with a cloud of dust behind the poor kid. So I think you're going Charlie Brown.
I'm going
Christmas.
Charlie Brown, yeah.
Between these two, it is tough. I think I like Jingle All the Way more as a movie, but Charlie Brown Christmas is just so much more Christmassy.
The tree, everything about it.
The sound, like da da da. Yeah, it gets you in the spirit. I got to go with that, Danny.
I'm going Charlie Brown Christmas as well. Bob, you said you think it's only on Apple TV. I think you tune in WGN or ABC the right time, you'll catch it. Also, great excuse in college, instead of having to go to the Christmas tree lot, you just bring in a couple branches and say, no, I'm going for the Charlie Brown tree.
What? You had to bring in Christmas trees to school?
No, I'm saying like to decorate your college house.
Oh.
Remember Charlie Brown just had a bunch of sticks?
He had a pretty weak one, yeah.
It was leafless.
Yeah. So we're all Charlie Brown right now, Eddie.
This is crazy. Jingle All the Way is awesome.
Mm-hmm. You have a Turbo Man in the studio.
I have a Turbo Man in the studio. I have a Myron in my studio.
Yeah, the Grinch to me is like Jingle All the Way to you, right?
Yeah, I love
you. You watch that year round.
Did anybody ever tweet like nobody wants a booster to Fauci?
Shut up, yeah. Nobody likes you, booster.
Do it now. Do it right now.
I think Ted, Phil Hartman's character.
Oh,
is one
so
of the greatest
funny.
Characters of all time.
I mean, your wife's cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We got a Turbo Man months ago. This was safely under our tree. It was like incredible cocksucker father. It's so practical back in that like day and age. Like, you're not Googling, you're not ordering shit on Amazon. You're driving around looking
for
that.
You're fighting for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I heard they have one in. They got one left in Old Orchard.
That died. Last thing that was Nintendo Wii.
Mm.
Remember that? The rage to get all that?
Yeah.
Was didn't some lady like die from the water drinking contest trying to get a wee?
For wee. Yeah, she died.
Yeah. What was the thing about the Turbo Man? There was one of the weird things about that is that Arnold's character's name is Howard Langston. Like, just inexplicably Austrian man named Howie Langston. It just, there's so many random movies like that for Arnold over that era. It just has like the right, most regular, like, white English name, and this is the Austrian. Bizarro. But yeah, so you're going for Jingle All the Way, KB?
Oh, yeah.
I love Jingle All the Way as a boy.
Two for Jingle All the Way, three for Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, no.
Nick? Don't tell me he has a fucking peanut shirt undershirt on.
No.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he had the tattoo.
He knew too well.
I know about the tree. That's one of two movie tattoos I have.
You have the tree tattoo? I know a lot
of that. Charlie Brown tree?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I have that in Muppet Treasure Island.
Muppet Treasure
Island. I'm going to go with Jingle All the Way. No, I'm kidding. Dude. The dance that they all do.
Oh, I wish I could do that so bad.
Classic. It's awesome.
The parents.
Yeah.
The teachers, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could give you a booster tattoo, though.
Oh, nobody wants a booster.
You're not getting that needle on my skin.
I got the boost. I got the jab.
I got the booster. It's right here. Look on my arm.
Booster tattoo.
Was that also stupid. In Chicago, Jingle All the Way?
No, it was Minnesota.
We're set
in Minnesota, at least, yeah.
Mall of America?
Yeah. So Charlie Brown Christmas is going to move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed is Four Christmases, another Vince Vaughn one that a lot of people seem to like a lot more than I thought. We actually talked about it a little before.
Yeah, people love that, yeah.
Yeah, they really like Four Christmases, but I don't even know if it's worth throwing on here. It's going up against an absolute fucking buzzsaw in Elf. Our number two seed. Don't even know if it's worth voting on because it's that lopsided of a matchup. But it's just.
But Elf is one of those ones where I always see people like going viral for talking about how much they hate Elf.
Really?
Really?
Whoa. I think it's polarizing.
There's a weird the North crew Pole? On the internet emerging of people hating Will Ferrell.
Women don't like Zooey Deschanel. That might be it.
Do
they say she's a pick me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of really? Her thing. And isn't that like the whole New Girl thing?
Yeah. I like New Girl.
Yeah, I like New Girl,
probably the least, my least favorite character on it.
The show was great when she was pregnant and had to leave.
It's kind of like, it's the Ted Mosby syndrome. Yeah. Or like sometimes you just need the guy there and all
it's
the other
Jerry
characters.
Seinfeld. Right. Yeah. I also feel the same about Parks and Rec with Amy Poehler. I think everyone else is a lot funnier there.
You need the side characters to flourish. So Elf versus Four Christmases, Nick.
I'm going to go Elf.
Yeah.
When it came out, it was like, it still is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So I rewatched it last week, and it's still so damn funny. And like beyond the goofier things you love as a kid, like it's same thing with like there's some adult things you find more funny now.
Yeah, it's not as funny as I used to find it. Go figure. But yeah, it's still funny. I watched it not too long ago either, as well.
Elf, KB.
Yeah, it's at least not bad. So I'm gonna go with Elf.
Elf, Eddie.
I'm one of the people that actually really enjoy Four Christmases. I think Jon Favreau's character is funny. Yes. Like he's like the MMA nut.
We talked about him being the funniest
is he the brother?
One.
Yeah. Like at a time when like MMA was like pretty niche.
Oh yeah,
like, kind of new. But it's not beating Elf. So Elf. Mm-hmm.
Elf, Danny.
Elf was a revolutionary Christmas movie. Incredible Elf all the way.
Danny.
Danny has not even attempted a joke.
No. Have him do the rest.
Just a pure statistical analysis.
I'm really into it now.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. The passion is contagious.
Yeah. Elf, I would go Elf as well. It's no brainer.
Easy Elf pick. It's the only Christmas movie I've watched so far this year, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually, the first one. Kicked it off. I was like, saw it on TV, threw it on, had a great time with it as I do every year. Mm-hmm. It's always very noticeable that, to me at least, that it's not shot in New York. A lot of it, like they do B-sides in New York, but most of the movie's shot in Vancouver. And I'm with Tommy Smokes that I love the whole movie except for when the mom sings at the end. She's such a bad voice.
Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah, it really makes me cringe for a sec.
But what about when the kid has the beanie with the brim?
The beanie with the brim is great, and he says to the newscaster, like, oh, yeah, your boyfriend needs to get off his ass and give you a ring. And she's like, who told you that? Like, great, great scenes.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Yeah, I love when he's sitting there and he's just going, Francisco, Francisco.
Yeah.
Great scene.
And the mailroom scene in general is very
great. Yeah,
the that old, really older looking guy he's working with that's giving him the booze, and he's like, "Man, I'm 26 years old. I got my whole life ahead of me."
Also, how about this? The toy store with the North Pole that he works at. How his manager is always giving him shit. The manager's name tag says Wanda because that role was supposed to belong to Wanda Sykes.
Mm. No way.
Last minute, Wanda. I wish we had Tommy here to do his impression of her.
Yeah.
Tommy hates Wanda Sykes, right?
No, he just does an amazing impression of her. Spot on.
Spot on. You would think it's her in the room.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
But yeah, that toy store manager is one of the funniest roles in that movie.
Yeah. So now we have in the playoffs, Bad Santa versus It's a Wonderful Life. Now it's going to start getting hard. A lot of these were washes.
Yeah.
It's going to start actually getting hard now. Bob Fox.
Personally, I like Bad Santa way more. I would much rather watch Bad Santa than It's a Wonderful Life. So I'm going to go with that.
I think It's a Wonderful Life is a more iconic Christmas movie, and I feel like that's almost inarguable. But I would agree with you in that Bad Santa is the like I would rather watch Bad Santa than It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. So I would go with that as well. Danny.
Yeah, there's nothing else really like Bad Santa. You know,
Bad Santa 2.
Yeah, true.
In
good
the
point.
Christmas movie category, if I need to get
fucking
my Christmas
expert my
fixing,
ass, Danny.
I'm going Bad Santa, motherfuckers.
Bet 3 for Bad Santa, Eddie.
It's kind of hard. I'm inclined to take Bad Santa, but at the same time, there are so many movies where it's like there's a funny character who's like a drunk, and like there's it just swapped in a Christmas theme to a degree, right? But.
I should have also said, It's a Wonderful Life doesn't get me in the Christmas spirit. Bad Santa does.
Mm. You are in like a mall, like with small Santas. Like that is it to us. Like that's a Christmas experience.
Yeah, true.
More so
bad,
than
Bad Santa. Bad Santa.
I picture Bad Santa happening in the same setting as the Corona commercial.
Which
you know, isn't it in like in Cali, Bad Santa or somewhere warm?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You're right.
I'll go Bad Santa.
Who's the? Is he dating the mom from Gilmore Girls? Right?
Is he?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah,
in the movie,
Lorelai. Yeah,
and this is right around the time where Billy Bob Thornton was like wearing the blood of Angelina Jolie on his necklace.
Yeah, she was just like licking the entirety of his face on the red carpet or everywhere she went. She was sucking his face.
Yeah,
that's my Bad Santa.
KB, Bad Santa, or It's a Wonderful Life.
Bad Santa.
Really
happy, man.
Yeah.
Billy Bob, is it Lauren Graham?
Lauren Graham, yeah. I think you're right. This was the name. Nick.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa's going to move on. Above that, we have Home Alone versus Jim Carrey's The Grinch. I actually think this is harder than you think it's going to be. Nick.
Home Alone is, in my head, the Christmas movie. But we brought this up last bracket, you can purchase a model of the baby Grinch for a couple thousand, and I don't see that as a waste. That baby Grinch is one of the funniest things that's ever been ever. Have you seen the baby Grinch?
No.
Oh,
right up there with Teenage Grinch.
Oh, look up the baby Grinch.
Teenage Grinch, he's okay.
Oh, I think he's great.
The baby Grinch is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. A true hideous creature.
Are you just thinking about it laughing, Dan?
This is a real thing?
It's in the movie.
Stop.
It's I've that? Seen this repurposed this? Somewhere.
It That's looks like Gru from Mandalorian, kind of. The same eyes.
Disrespectful to Gru.
Grogu.
Grogu.
Sorry, not Star Wars.
This is fucking hilarious. Minions.
It's Danny, so what the fuck? To me?
Sorry, Rob.
Jesus Christ.
That's so funny.
Should we get it?
Yeah, I want this.
That's just a small part of the movie, Kyle. Now you know what I'm talking about.
Well, no, but it would be way better if the whole movie was baby Grinch.
It should have been.
No, right. Danny. But I'm saying.
And because of that, I'm going Home Alone.
You're going Home Alone, KB.
Home Alone has to win pretty decisively.
Yeah, if you buy this, can I request you guys also buy a gizmo to keep him company?
A gizmo from Gremlins?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Just don't feed him after midnight,
fine,
right?
Number one rule.
Number one rule. Eddie.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Danny.
I mean Grinch, but doesn't matter.
You going Grinch?
Grinch is about Christmas from start to finish. Nothing will get you in the spirit like the Grinch. He overcomes hating Christmas. By the end, he's celebrating side by side with them, carving the roast beef.
Roast beast,
sorry.
Ooh.
I know. Ooh. With a side of who hash. Does that?
Ooh. Yeah, that did.
Who hash? Does that help me?
That's a great thing for Barstool Kush right there. The Who Hash.
Kyle, it's $5 off. It's $300.
If the grid be buying it,
oh, this is going to be like when the I'm going to get you this for Christmas. You're going to get me that.
Yeah,
you got the Etsy one.
It's a different one. Yeah, we'll both purchase.
I will say, I'm glad if the Grinch had to go down, I'm glad it's the Home Alone because it had to be the top dog taking it out.
I would vote Home Alone immediately, but now you got me kind of thinking where, like, it really is top to bottom a Christmas movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Grinch, like it, like Home Alone is like it's more of a vehicle Christmas for the rest of the movie.
And like Christmas happens to be happening.
Yeah, like it could have been not a Christmas movie, and it still would have been a pretty good movie. Like,
did you buy this one?
Still buying the fucking
this one has a cock.
Please send me the pictures of these so I can throw this up on YouTube.
It's $400, but he's got a cock.
I know what they're going to need for their Christmas.
I got a bigger one.
A bigger dick or
Grinch? No, Jesus Christ. Smaller cock, bigger Grinch.
Wait, your dick is bigger than this? Or
no, my Grinch is bigger.
Oh. Is that what you call it?
Sorry, boys.
Please send the pictures of that in a chat. I would love to see that.
Wait, is it the same?
But yeah, so anyway, the Grinch thing, I kind of think that Danny kind of swayed me. I think I'm going to vote for the Grinch.
Because thank you, Ken Jack.
The Grinch is, it's a funny movie. Like Home Alone's a better movie, but I think that the Grinch is more of a Christmas movie. So I'm going to vote for that.
I'm going Home Alone.
You're going Home Alone.
It's easily a Home Alone for me. It's not even like, I didn't even have to think about this
for a
second.
You're not even entertain the thought.
No.
Thank you, Bob. So to go into the finals, Home Alone versus Bad Santa, Bob Fox.
Home Alone. I love Bad Santa, but Home Alone is the one pick for me.
No. Yeah, Home Alone is an easy one for me here. Danny?
Yeah, I'm going to go Home Alone as well.
It's $500 if you want hair. $300 if it's bald.
Wait, you have to pay more for the features of this baby Grinch doll?
Yeah.
I know, it's not even the Grinch without hair.
Look at that Grinch cock. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Why does it have a penis?
Let me see.
Look at the way he's like, he's flaunting.
It looks
he's
like Shrek without hair. It looks like baby Shrek.
So this is the version with hair.
Shit.
And having a penis is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Do I drop? I can't drop $500.
It's not even like
6 inches.
It's the size of your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tiny.
But it's 100% silicone.
Oh.
Fabric diaper and bib. What?
Ew, dude.
you can customize it.
Why did it need a penis? So 3 for Home Alone right now versus Bad Santa. Danny, you went for Home Alone as well?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, Eddie?
Home Alone.
Home Alone is going to win, but KB?
Home Alone, but I think I like Bad Santa more now, but Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. Nick, Home Alone?
Yeah, you got to.
So on the other side, Christmas Vacation versus A Christmas Story, Nick.
Whoa. These are both kind of similar, and they're like clippy. You know, they're like boom, 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 boom. Gag, 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 gag. I think... Oh, man. I'm going to go A Christmas Story here.
One for A Christmas Story, KB.
Same.
2 for A Christmas Story. Eddie.
I love the douchebag neighbors, too, on Vacation.
Yeah.
Something about them. I'm going to go Christmas Vacation.
That's Elaine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Elaine, and I forget who the guys. I don't think guys. They might not be someone famous. But, yeah, Elaine. 3 for A Christmas Story. Danny.
I'm going to go Christmas Story, mostly... Just because the part of it being tradition that it plays all day on Christmas Day. Christmas Story.
Yeah, I do Christmas Story as well.
Christmas Story.
So Christmas Story going to move on to the semis.
We're all so alike.
Yeah. And now we have Elf versus A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ooh.
Robbie Fox.
Good matchup. I'm going to go with Elf.
Yeah.
We've got way more of it. You know, like I said, Charlie Brown Christmas is 30 minutes. Elf is at least 90. And I think... Just having like a more complete movie makes it feel like if I could only watch one of these in December, I'd rather watch Elf.
You'd rather watch Elf. Charlie Brown Christmas is like it was probably like near the mountaintop of like best Christmas movies for a long time. But like Elf is that I think for me like one of the definitive Christmas movies growing up because it came out when like we were kids.
04-ish, right?
Yeah, like 04-03, something like that. So like that was right when I was 11 years old.
03.
So like perfect Christmas time. So I'd go with Elf as well, Danny.
Yeah, zero competition. You guys made it sound way too close. Elf by a landslide.
Just paying respect to a classic.
Gotta pay respect to Charlie.
You're,
right,
you're the fucking historian here. You should
more,
be the one
more
doing
the
it.
The aspect of it's a half hour versus Elf, which is now one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time. I love Charlie, but Elf easily.
Eddie?
Yeah, this is like when somehow a 2 seed loses to a 15, and then in the next round, like the 7-10 like just cleans up on the 15 seed. It's Elf by a landslide.
Elf. Yeah. Eddie? KB?
Elf, the feature-length film.
Fair point.
I would argue that Charlie Brown's runtime is a perk.
No, I actually agree.
But by definition, it's just like not a movie.
I haven't seen it.
Is it actually 20 minutes?
Thought it was a TV show.
It's pretty
short.
It's like 20, 25 minutes.
30, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's like a length of a TV show.
I'd love to watch it with you.
Yeah. I've always been drawn toward that style of animation.
Peanutverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, but Elf is going to move on. So Elf versus A Christmas Story to go into the finals, Nick.
I hate that wasn't a clean sweep.
A Christmas Story is aged significantly better, and it's older.
Ooh.
So I'm going to Christmas Story.
One for A Christmas Story.
Will Ferrell comedy kind of burn out for a little bit. It's just kind of annoying sometimes.
You're being a Scrooge. You're being contrarian.
Gabby?
Yeah, the Christmas Story, all those different scenes have stuck in my head, I guess, for a reason. I've only seen it a few times, so I'll go with that.
What the fuck? Make this right.
Danny, I'm sorry.
Wait, what should I have went with?
Elf!
Danny.
Should I have went with? What do you mean? I want Danny to decide for me.
I'm going to do what Peter Dinklage would want me to do, and it's wipe that movie off the planet. So I'm going to go with...
Wait, he doesn't like Elf?
Well, I don't assume he doesn't. He doesn't like the stereotypical roles. That's why Snow White...
It was him!
Snow White's all fucked up now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
True. Yeah, he those did CGI dwarves.
Yeah, so I'm going to... Peter Dinklage, this is what you wanted. I'm going with the Christmas story.
Have you met him?
Years ago.
You met Peter Dinklage.
Why do you have to think about that so hard?
Why'd you answer me like that?
It was like in passing. Like okay. He was going out of the Walgreens. I was going in.
Wait, what? A Walgreens?
Yeah.
It was like
you met him at a Walgreens.
Not work related?
By happenstance?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, Kyle, why'd you ask?
Thank God you asked.
I don't know why I asked. Why are you so casual about that?
Because you don't forget when you go past Peter Dinklage.
I know. You should have been like, yes, I actually did meet him at a Walgreens.
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't meet him. You passed by him briefly.
But
did
that's
you say
even
anything?
Did you
say anything?
No.
Was it in Chicago?
His hands were filled with bags. No, no, it actually wasn't.
Where were you?
Lake Tahoe.
There's so many layers to this. You're in Lake Tahoe.
Have you ever
Walgreens.
Talked about seeing Peter Dinklage on a podcast before?
I don't think I have.
So, Kyle, you just took a stab in the dark.
He meets a lot of celebrities.
That's why we ask.
I don't know why he was in town. I was on vacation.
Wait, is this what you were in Lake Tahoe with Glennie with the big tit OnlyFans ladies?
I wish, but no.
Oh, okay. That was a different thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the picture of Vern Troy dragging the Christmas or the Thanksgiving turkey? And like none of the paparazzi were helping.
That's great. I love that.
I gotta look at this.
I'll send it in the chat. It is so funny. But that's what it makes me think of when you talk about Peter Dinklage at Walgreens. Vern Troyer.
Like the turkey.
Did Nick start the voting on this one?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Yeah, that's really funny.
It's great. Vern Troyer was a menace on The Surreal Life.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
He
was really
pissed
funny.
Off the side of a scooter and shit.
My mom always tells me a story about how like when I was like 4-ish years old, like you know, like when you're in a supermarket and you like keep passing by the same people because like you're in the same aisles. Like we kept passing by like a little person, and my mom could see me like loading the clip, basically. About to say something very offensive, and she kept like being like, "Oh my god, please don't say anything, please don't say anything, please don't say anything." And then like I stopped her in her tracks at one point, and I said, "You're not a real lady."
Oh no!
And my mom just had to like sprint us out straight out of the store, like straight out of the store. It was that was a tough one. I feel bad. That's like one of my biggest fears about eventually having like children is like those moments.
Yeah,
that's just brutal. So we're 3 for Christmas Story, Danny versus Elf.
Let's make this right, boys. Our final 3, Elf. Easily.
But why, Danny?
Why, Danny?
Such a better Christmas movie. Brings Christmas cheer. Christmas Story. It had its time. Elf is the new wave.
Cinematography.
Elf is the new wave. I'm telling you about how it makes me feel.
Okay.
Name another movie with a perspective from an elf. Besides Lord of the Rings. Go.
good point. So 3 for Christmas
Story. A lot riding on this, boys.
1 for Elf.
Robbie and Kenjack.
I'll, for the sake of putting it on Robbie, I'll say Elf.
I think it's easily Elf.
It gets easily what? Elf.
Yeah. I do, and I like the Christmas
really
story a lot.
You're going to let Danny strong arm you?
I am. I think Christmas Danny, he's got something going today.
Christmas.
All right, you guys want to grab someone to break the tie?
I'll grab him.
Oh, do you guys want to let Danny
he's going to cherry pick. He's going to cherry pick.
You guys grab an elf from the office? Do you guys have an elf in your office?
Grab White Sox Dave. He despises Will Ferrell.
Does he?
Does he?
No, don't get him.
Let's see who he brings in.
But I think he still would.
Okay.
I don't know if I love him as a man, but I mean, his movies are great.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, come on. You got him in your pocket.
What do we got?
Perfect. No, I think we got him.
You do.
Who is that? I can't see with the glare. That means?
Matt Hinkle.
Yes.
All right. So here's the question.
This is us.
Here's the question. Which Christmas movie is better, Elf or A Christmas Story?
Elf.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that was a great call by Danny. Great, great call.
Good pick, Danny.
That means
same frame glasses as Ralphie. How can you do that to him?
Not objectively.
I'll bet Mo Hengel here.
I cannot wait to knock this fucking movie out next round.
Elf you. Versus Home Alone in the finals. One seed versus the two
Bye.
Seed. Bob Fox.
Danny, I love Elf. Know. This one's going to go to Home Alone. I've been championing it for the entire bracket, and I think it deserves to be number one.
Going back to what I said when I voted for Grinch earlier, I think Elf is more of a Christmas movie than Home Alone is, so I would vote for Elf. Danny?
Elf.
Two for Elf, one for Home Alone. Eddie?
Home Alone.
2-2. Mm-hmm. KB?
Home Alone.
3-2 for Home Alone. Nick?
Elf.
No, I can't. Home Alone is better.
Home Alone.
It is close. So both that was, respectable winners.
That was maybe our best bracket in terms of matchups.
Like actual competition. Yeah. Like the seeding was good because like the even though some of them were washes in the beginning, like it filtered into good competition in the second round.
I don't know
rounds.
If a one seed has ever won. This is episode 155. I don't know if a one seed's ever.
Might be the first, yeah.
Yeah, maybe never. I'm surprised none of the 16 seeds made it past the first or their first matchups. That's crazy. Or 16 or 15 seeds. So the winner of the bracket, episode 155, is Home Alone. We will be back next week with a new topic.
History.
Damn.
Sweet Danny, history in the making.
Danny.
Pathetic.
Merry
Christmas.
Thank you for having me on.